Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Sachs. And this is Favor Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose of God. In this 15-minute empowerment, you're going to be encouraged in your walk of faith, encouraged in the things of God, encouraged in that place where you are tried and you are being stripped, even made, and understanding how that process of there looks like that which Abraham went through, looks like that which many of the apostles went through and even people in the Bible went through. It's the place of making. God prepares us for our tomorrow. He prepares us for the place and where we're going so that we'll be equipped. That favor that is on our life is favor with God and man, as the Word of God says. But also that favor place is that place that we see that Abraham went through himself, and God gave him favor. In every place that he went, he had favor, and he had that favor that even with his enemies, he was not consumed. He was not destroyed. That God's favor was there to provide for him, to protect him, to give him what he needed. And the Bible lets us understand and know that if we have the faith of Abraham, believing in Jesus Christ, receiving him as Lord and Savior, then every promise of Abraham belongs to us also, because Abraham looked at the stars, looked at what God showed him, and was able to grasp everything that God said and believe him and not waver in his faith. So we're in a process of there. We're in a process where we're seeing God's favor on our life, and we're seeing ourselves like Abraham, allowing God to show us what he says concerning our lives and believing him, standing on his word, believing him, knowing that it's going to surely come to pass and not waver. And he gives us what we need in between time to encourage our souls in him. So let me talk to you about these trials just a little bit, just to encourage you. Just want to talk to you just for a second so that we can understand some things about why we go through what we go through in the process and the purpose of it. And James chapter 1, and we hear the scripture all the time. We hear it all the time, but I want to talk about it just a little bit more and encourage you and give you some more knowledge and some strength and some even greater focus about why we are going through certain things. It says in James 1 verses 2 and 3, it says this, even going down to the fourth verse, I'm sorry. We're going to read, and it says, "Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind or trials of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy," or consider it joy, depending on the interpretation that you read. "For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow, for when your endurance is fully developed or mature, you will be perfect." That means perfect and complete means mature. It means that you're growing in God and you're mature. So anytime you see that, that's what it means, needing nothing. And so you have to understand the purpose of it, why we need trials and tribulations. They are the things that come to make us strong. They are the things that come to make us strong. And even though we don't like it, even though we don't like the way it feels, we don't like how it causes us to feel, they don't feel good, it's necessary. The Bible lets us understand and know that our trials, these outward conditions, these conflicts, these sufferings, these troubles, these problems that we encounter, and every believer, if you're in Christ Jesus, you're going to encounter trials and tests. Let's just understand and know that we're going to have these things, and they're not pleasant. Sometimes they can be very, very grievous and extremely grievous, and they can take you through, but it's the process of keeping faith. It's the process of staying in the place where God wants you to. And we're supposed to see these as opportunities to rejoice, because we are to see them from the spirit realm and not the flesh realm. We're supposed to see them through the eyes of God and through the eyes of the spirit and not our flesh. Our flesh is saying, this hurts, it's terrible, I don't like it, get out of it, find another way. But God is saying, this is what pleases me. Even when I bruise my son, it pleased me to bruise him, because out of it came something else. And in the process of what he was going through, it birthed out the church. And so in the pain of what we go through, God will allow us to be tested in a place that causes our faith to be genuine, causes our faith to be that which looks like him. And that's what he wants, that no matter what we go through, we hold on to faith. We hold on to his word. We hold on to his will. And that comes through us being tried and growing in the grace and the knowledge of who he is. He tested and tried Israel for 40 years to see if they would produce the spirit, the likeness of him, in their actions, their words, their conduct, their deeds, their faith, their behavior, if they would believe him. And they didn't. So they died out. But the second generation grabbed God's word, grabbed hope, grabbed what God said and believed him. And they walked into the promises and possessed the land. The only ones who came from the first generation was Caleb and Joshua, because they had that faith that says, we are going to stand on the word of God. We see our God as great. We see our God as awesome. And we know that even though we're going through these things, that there's something coming on the other side. And this is how we have to see our trials and our tests. That something is coming on the other side, that God has something in store. This is why the word of God tells us to count it all joy, to rejoice, to see it as an opportunity, because that thing that has come to make us strong has been designed by God, had to come through God, and God had to approve it, just like he did with Job. He had to approve it, and if he approved it, that means he's got something in store. He has something that he's going to work out for us. He's going to develop in us. He's going to cause to grow in us. He's going to show us about ourselves and him. And it's going to make us strong. It's going to make us look like him. It's going to cause us to produce faith that says that no matter what I've gone through, the other side of this is this. God has done something in the spirit realm and even in the natural realm in my life that could not have happened unless I'd gone through these things. And even though we don't like it, it's necessary to prepare us for where we're going. It's necessary to prepare us for what we're going to do. It's necessary for how we're going to affect others and other people's lives, because we want the blessing of God. And God's blessing to us is to us and for us. But God wants us to be a blessing that he can use through us to someone else. And that means that we have to be prepared for that. We've got to be prepared for what God is going to do and how he's going to use us. And even under pressure, how we will produce the fruit of righteousness and not our own human nature, our own self, our own anger, our own self-righteousness. He wants us to produce him. And that requires us going through the things, the troubles and the difficulties that will be the tools that's going to refine us, that's going to purify our faith and produce a patience and endurance. And that's what God wants, patience and endurance to be produced in us through purified, genuine faith. And that is something that we don't want to do. We don't want to go through things like that. We don't want to be patient. Many of us struggle with the word patience because we understand what that's going to produce. But God is saying, that's what I want. How he sees things, how he does things is not like man. God works to produce endurance in us, and he's not going to take a shortcut to produce it. It's going to be through the things that we face called trials and tribulation, and he's going to work it out for our good and cause us to produce the things in the spirit that we need to. God is trying to get us to spiritually mature and complete what he says in us in those seasons, in those times that look like him. And so the conflict of it is that our physical body, our physical flesh doesn't want to, but the spirit man has got to be stronger than the flesh and stronger than what our will is. Our will has to be that which is of God, which means we've got to understand the process. God uses trials. He uses trials to develop our faith, to mature us in him. That's the purpose. He uses trials to develop us, to cause us to bring to birth and bring a maturity in our lives through the endurance that produces patience, and it's going to be genuine. But it's necessary for those trials. The enemy is the one who uses temptation to destroy us. And he uses those temptations and our trials to get us off course. When you look at Jesus, when you look at Job, when you look at many people in the Bible, a test was designed by God. A trial was designed by God. But in the midst of that trial or that test, the enemy brought temptation. The temptation with Job was to curse God and die. His wife even got on board and was saying, you know, God is not good. Why would he allow this to happen? And I'm paraphrasing here. But what she was saying was, God was not good. I can't stand you. Look what's happened. God has not been good to you. So just go ahead and curse him and die. The enemy said to God that Job is serving you for the stuff. And the moment that you take the stuff from him, he's going to curse you. And he's going to walk away from you. So that was him bringing temptation and the feelings of all that temptation to Job to say to him, look and see how good God has been to you. And really, has he really been good? But look what's happened. Look at all this trouble. In the midst of our trouble, this is what we see. We see from ourselves. We see what really is in us. We see what's really on the throne of our heart. We see really where our faith is, our trust in God is, our alliance with him is. We see how we work and operate under pressure with faith. Are we trusting him? Are we believing him? Or are we doing our own thing and getting angry with God? Which means that every single time that God gets ready to bring us out with our own mouth, actions and deeds, we're tearing down what we've been planting and building in the spirit realm to get a deliverance, to get a breakthrough, to go forth in God. So we have to stop tearing it down, because the thing that God uses to make us strong, to try us, to build our faith, to cause us to be genuine, to cause us to be mature in him. But that's the thing that we hate. And he's saying, don't despise this place of making. Don't despise this place where I'm refining you. Don't despise it. Seize an opportunity. What's on the other side of this? What victories on the other side of this? What joys on the other side of this? How am I going to show up in your life on the other side of this? Understand that I'm doing something that eyes haven't seen and ears haven't heard, and nor has it entered in the heart of man. And you've got to let that genuineness come through. The purification process that we see is even like gold, because what God does is he brings forth this intense heat through that trial. He makes it hot. When you process gold, it has to be temperatures that are really extreme, to make everything that is not pure in that gold float to the top, to make everything that is not genuine float to the top. And they scoop it off because of the intense heat. Our intense heat of our trials is to produce the genuineness of God, of his character, of his word, of his life, bringing maturity in us, causing us to have wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, causing us to understand what patience and endurance and perseverance is, letting us understand what it takes, where God has taken us, what it takes to get there, that we're just not going to show up and be prepared. But it's these trials and these tests that we're going through that is going to prepare us for what he's going to do in our life and how he's going to use us in our life. Enemy wants you to act out in your flesh through that temptation that comes, the same way he did with Jesus. He brought Jesus all these different to make him get off, but Jesus used the word. So this lets us understand and know we've got to use the word. We've got to use faith. We've got to be in alignment and worship God so that we don't get off course. We've got to stay in the middle of his will. Don't go in and make your heart rejoice in the Lord and rejoice in his goodness and rejoice in his faithfulness. When everything in your life is going the opposite of what he says, know that he that said it, who promised it, is faithful, and he's going to do what he says. And we wait on him, not just wait doing nothing but worshiping him, serving him, loving him, walking in his word and his will. He's going to bring it to pass because he's doing a perfecting work in us through the test, through the trial. Don't let temptation, whether it's with your own emotions, your heart, anger, bitterness, whatever it is, make you get off course. Stay the course. Do it the way that God says so that you can grow in the grace and the knowledge of who he is and not waver to the left or to the right. telling God to keep his hands on you and take you through it. Because when you come out on the other side, there's going to be some fruit that you're going to see, and others are going to be blessed by it. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there on Blog Talk Radio. Be blessed. Know that you're more than a conqueror, that God is for you. And if he is for you, who or what can be against you in Jesus' name?